know, and you do know what you know. So a lot of you, when you do this breathing thing, you're gonna not be, the first step's gonna be like, oh, I really do sort of cut off from here. Oh, I do sort of breathe high, right? And then somewhere down the road, 20 years from now, you'll be like, oh, I breathe correctly. You're not even gonna know it for a minute. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It's like a process. So the first step is don't be afraid of like doing something a little different. Okay, C major. One, so you breathe in, you flex, you kind of let in. Oh. The second, kind of like all those tummy muscles, for lack of a better word, I'm ready to take the air back. If you take cut off from here, you're not ready to take the air back in. It takes more effort. One, two, three.
Oh.
Just relax. Let it go. Sound stop when I just release my muscles, and then I'm ready to take air back in. Ready, and.
I sigh to see. I sigh to see.
So we're going to go just to the I sigh to see. You're going to hold. And I want to give you a second gesture. Just let go of those muscles. C major. Ready, and.
I sigh to see.
So just keep working on it. We can't spend a lot of time on it, but I want you to at least think about it a little bit. Ready? Let's do the whole thing.
I sigh to see. I sigh to see. I sigh to see. I sigh to see.
Good. Notice this time we go through my gesture, I want to give you that. That's the release of the air. And then see if you get that coordination so it's circular, right? So you're kind of breathing, exhaling, as opposed to breathing, holding, stopping, breathing, all this kind of disjunct motion. It should be circular. Ready? I don't know if that makes sense. And.
I sigh to see.
It looks like this. Looks like my beautiful conducting gestures. Yes. Yeah, so I don't know where all the springs are, but maybe just bend you over, maybe. And then ladies, can you just kind of scoot over, just fill in the empty chairs. Back row, Madeline, just scoot over one. Fill in the empty chairs. Sit in those.
Good. Okay. So let's do a few marks in the music if you have your pencils. If you don't, you can have these. Downbeat, your brain's gonna tell you to hold it longer. So I would mark that. Guys going on, just be careful because your rhythm is different. It's the same basic sort of like melody, but it's different. River, what adventures do you seek? There's a little break there. We need to see some daylight. On your swift travels, no breath. To the ocean deep, off on the downbeat. So skip over to page 5 because we're kind of doing the same thing, just a little bit different. Same thing, ladies, friend, carry through. I'll meet you off on the downbeat right there. Guys, top page 5, notice the difference of yours. I'll miss you, like a shorter note there. But be careful that you don't accent it because you're making it short. The tendency is to go, miss you. See, I made it short. But we need, miss you. Then promise you won't be gone long, off on the down. Next page, friend, same thing. Friend, river, connecting. Guys, on your way. Now, bottom page six. Everybody passes around except for tenors don't get it. This little rhythm, this little sing of your, see what, that little rhythm there? So be aware of that. Okay, so what I'd like to do.
Shall, 44, so no breath for the guys between on your way, sing.
No, I think you can take a little breath.
There's dot, dot, dot. There's the only reason I asked.
I would take a little breath there.
Thanks.
So what I'm going to do is just speak it with real attention to those things I just talked about, the carrying over, the off on certain things, and be real conscious of being really exact with your rhythm. And this is the point of speaking. A lot of times people are like, oh, I feel so stupid. Why don't we just sing it? You know, you're talking. But what it enables you to do, you know how Russ always talks about music has like words and music and notes and rhythm. It allows you to just focus for a period of time just on the words and the rhythm. So my point is, if we get this rhythm really down, then the next step is we just add in the notes and we already have the rhythm. So let's just speak it. Okay, here we go. Ladies, front, ready, and go.
Friend, what will you see on your long journey?
Off.
What will you see?
One, two, three, off. Two, three.
River, what adventures do you seek on your swift travels to the ocean deep?
Off. Top page five. Ladies and go.
Friend, I'll miss you.
Off, 2, 3.
I'll miss you. Promise you won't be gone long.
Figure right there at 33. Promise. Ready, everybody.
Promise you won't be.
Promise you won't be. Yes. You gotta put the S with the U. Otherwise, we're gonna have like leaky tires. Everybody, bottom five and go.
Promise you won't be gone long.
And off, 2, 3.
River on your way.
1, 2, 3.
On your way, sing out your greatest song.
One more time, right from 41. So Alder, you have the sing out your, all right, ready, everybody.
Sing out.
Again. And whenever you're doing this, really overdo the rhythm, because the whole point is to know the rhythm. So if you go sing, and it's kind of liquidy, I would be really sing, even if you do that right now, just to make sure you really have it. Ready,
45.
And, I'm sorry, yeah. 45. Ready? And go.
Sing out your greatest song.
1, 2, off. Good. All right, let's sing that. So this is in 3. Bob Hale. All my songs are in 3. But eventually it's going to be in 1. Because we don't want to get into. We don't want to get into friend. Whoa. We want da 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 da. So it'll be in. I'll be probably going back and forth between 3 and 1. All right. All right. So yeah. Let's do part first. Okay, ready? Pitch, please. It comes a lot better. held it longer. Also, journey, there's a rest there. We gotta have daylight. Put a little accent on journey when we get to on your journey. One more time, ladies, about on first pay. Ready? A.
Fast break.
Just don't say the S until you connect it to you. Promise you.
So change the word. The first word is promise, and the second word is you.
Promise you. Good guy. I like you.
Alright. So this time when we do it, you're just a little bit draggy, and if anything, it's going to go a little bit faster. So that's that whole feeling of one, as opposed to dun, dun. We don't want that three feeling. And just think more like, you know, last semester we talked a lot about like legato and line and connecting those notes. So we really want that in this piece. Okay. So it'd be like,
repeats on page 8, sorry.
Don't forget the beat inside on the top of page 8.
to the body. Here we go.
If you will live, oh, you will grow. Sing, you will sing, sing. You will flow.
Okay, arise, my love, and I don't mean all you wonderful ladies either. Okay, it looks like this. Arise, my love. Okay, one thing as I was singing the tenor section, listening, you know one thing we've always talked about, and I talked about email, like building our capacity to make music. One of the things you build your capacity to make music, better music, and learn music faster, is if you correct your mistakes. Like in that last song, ladies, we're on the fourth or fifth repetition of "What will you see?" And some of you are not realizing "you" and "see" were the same note still. Friend, what will you see on your long journey? What will you see? The fourth or fifth time through, you're still singing that note wrong. So like, what that comes back to is, are you just gotta listen better. Like the rule is like, don't do it wrong three times in a row, right? So just again, build your capacity by just correcting some of your own mistakes. I really think there's a percentage of you who just sit in here in fear of making a mistake and you think of nothing else. And that's such a shame. Be aggressive, be bold. Ooh, I screwed that up. Oh, I gotta go higher, I gotta go lower. Ooh, that's longer, ooh, that's shorter. Like, be like a prospector, be like a, you're looking for the answers. You're trying to solve the puzzles, not like, oh, if I make a mistake, someone's gonna notice. It's just the whole way of thinking. Okay, Arise My Love. This song is not terribly difficult. What's gonna be difficult is, this is a couple examples of, and I'll point them out, where the rhythms, you're gonna wanna sing them all the same and they're not. So look at the bottom of the first page, look at the word winter is, and then look at the words rains are all. Those are totally different rhythms. And you're gonna wanna sing them the same way. You're gonna wanna sing, well, your default's gonna be the rhythm on rains are all. That's what you're gonna do. You're gonna make that dot rhythm. It's the winter is past, the rains are all. Totally different. Winter is past, the rains are all. Totally different. So try and sort out all that. I'll give you two more examples. And again, right then, so really look at the winter is eighth note, 16th, dotted eighth. Winter is, and then dotted eighth, 16th, eighth, rains are all. So which one's longer? The dotted eighth is longer than the eighth note. Another example happens at measure 24. So this is the basses. And the time of our singing has come. So it's dotted eight, 16th, eight, 16th, dotted eight, eight. Get it? So just be aware, you're gonna wanna make them all the same. And the third one, and I'll give you one more little bit of information that might help you. Look at measure 35.
That looks the same, so why did I put that down?
It's all based on the brain.
Yes, oh no, what is, what the problem there is, look, bass tenor, look at your rhythms from the other part, like if you're a bass, look at the tenor part, and if you're a tenor, look at the bass part. So basses have winter is past, the rains are all, oh, against, winter is past, the rains are all. So you got, it's, you need a little bit of rhythmic independence, which is gonna be hard if you don't read music. One other thing that will help you, go back to my first example on the first page. If you notice how they beam the notes, it helps you figure out where the beats are. See how winter is all connected, the three notes are connected together. See rains are all connected together. That's called beaming. So you know that that's one beat, the eventually. One, two, three, four, five, the winter is past, the rains are all gone. So just anyway, a couple things will help you. Can we speak from the beginning? This is gonna be not 2T, 2T means everybody, but we're gonna do just women. So women, can you speak from the beginning? And Emma, will you play the piano part? Okay, arise my ready and go.
Arise my love.
So you're already falling into it. You're already going to screw up the rhythm on winter. You're going to want to go, winter is, winter is past, the rains are all. Okay? So just how to simplify it, wind is going to be shorter than rains. Next thing, don't ever sing a word in this choir again without connecting the consonant to the next word. That's going to clean up a lot of our rhythm mistakes, our consonant mistakes. So can we sing voice part alone, ladies? And gentlemen, you might as well sing along just for now, because at some point you've probably sing these tunes, these rhythms. Voice part, one, two. So one more bit of information, look. Three, four, five. Arise, my love. Arise, my fair one. Come away. Right, 6/8 time. And I'm tapping beat. One, two, three, four. Voice part, everyone sing and be aggressive. A one and a go. Twos and fours are. It's called question, answer, end of section. Why I say that is, the winter is past, the rains are all over and gone. That's the question. The winter is past sounds the same, but it's the answer. The rains are all over and gone. Get it? If you remember that, that'll improve your capacity to make music, that things are usually done in twos. Question, answer. So when it sounds, the beginnings of the question and the answer very likely will sound the same, but the ends of those phrases will be different. Okay, let's do it again, please. Mr. Sopranos, you are the biggest victims of not getting that rhythm right. Arise, my love, arise, my fair one, come away. The winter is past, the rains are all. The winter is past, the rains are all. Different rhythm. Ready? Beginning. One and everyone, and ready and go.
Arise, my love. Arise, my fair one. Come away.
Two, one and two. The winter is past, the rains are all over and gone. Breath.
The winter is past,
Good. Can we add the altos when you come in? Because you'll realize you have the same bass.
Are we starting with the altos? Start.
You start with the altos. Start.
Okay.
Start at 25. So again.
No, we start at 21.
You come in at 25. Okay. Pick up the 20. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The basses start where they start. Ready? At the time of our singing. So try and sort out what dotted eighth is longer than a 16th. And the time of our singing has come. One and two.
And the time of our singing has come.
And the altos.
And the bell and the
two. Good. Let's have the tenors and the sopranos on page five. One and two and a band of men. Okay, watch the rhythm. One and up.
And a band of many colors.
One F is
riding the sky.
Yeah, so tenors, just you echo them. Is riding, just an echo. All four parts, bottom of four. I feel like I'm at the dentist having a root canal. I mean, you're making this like root canal. You really are. And the time, one and up.
And the time of our singing has come.
And go.
And the band and the band and the
band. Yeah, so tenors, what happened is you lost track of your counting. And a band of many colors. So the ers is much longer. And if you can't count, just listen for the sopranos. Is riding. Just echo the sopranos, right? One more time, better. One and go.
And the time of our singing has come.
And go.
And the band.
Altos and tenors alone, ready. And tenors, this is probably the first almost real tenor note we sing this year. So make sure you go up high to the F, okay? It's a sonata though. Ready and go.
Arise, my love. Arise, my love.
And. Tenors, just what you're counting. Bottom of the five, the last measure. Rise, my fair one, beat, come away. If you feel that second beat, fair one, come away, because no one else has that rhythm. Just be aware of that. Good. Can we do the sopranos and basses from bottom of page five? Arise. One and breathe. One more time. Bottom page five. Pick up the measure 31. One and go. Good, against Brown. different tenors. So perfect example basis of being a little more aware of what you're doing. A couple of you are going, where we're just working, a couple of you are, all right. A couple of you are not holding that long enough. Make sure to say, are you aware you're not holding it long enough? All righty, same thing, and go. So you get it yet? It's the third time now, you should have it, right? Arise, arise. Just realize it goes right on, okay? Everybody, please, from bottom page 4. Hopefully we'll only have one tooth we have to fix. And the time, one and go.
And the time of our singing has gone.
And two.
And the
one. Where you got off, but you got them I love too soon. Okay, one more time. One more time, exact same thing. Okay, all right. It's painful, but we're at least getting it done. Here we go. Sorry, it's not more fun, but that's not on me. That's on you. One, and don't you dare go away from everyone going, oh, I hate that song. It's so hard. No, it's not. You just gotta learn it.
Everyone's having a great time. Let's go. Everyone's having a great time.
One and one and two. One. Stop. Everyone's having a good time?
Everyone.
Everyone?
Everyone.
One and two.
And the time of our singing has come.
And two.
And the
Hey, good, so I can tell where you have a tendency to get off.
Yeah,
and just make sure in measure 31, you don't move too soon.
Alright,
let's go on, please. I'd like to get a couple more pages done. Okay, going on, gentlemen, bass and tenors alone, one and two. Some of you are not singing the right note basses. Just listen to each other more. I guarantee you 4 or 5 of you are singing the right note. The other 6 are not. Listen to each other. I can even tell you the 4 who are, so listen. 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 One more time. One and two. Get it? So did you fix your mistakes?
Yeah.
It was better. It was better. Going on, ladies. Ladies, you're gonna surprise us. Be aware of the ver on top of page 7. The 8th notes are tied. Winter is past. The storms are all over and gone. Just watch that little tie there. Ready, ladies? One and go. No, sopranos. Not our winter is. Make sure that dotted eighth rhythm doesn't creep into all your rhythms. One and go.
Our winter is past, the storms are all over.
One.
Two.
Short.
One,
two.
no breath. So that's where we want to go. So can we take it back to have the gentleman top of seven? And we'll gather tenors and bass. And we'll gather. And then you're just echoing the sopranos tenors. One and up.
And we'll gather at the river.
One and up. Breath. One more time. Connie got the best of you again. One and up.
And we'll gather at the river.
Beat. Everybody, and I might write in that 9/8 measure, I might write 1, 2, 3. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of love. 1, 2, 3 of love. If you write 1, 2, 3 in there, it might help you. Everybody, please, from and we'll gather at the river. Nice job, tenors, on the actual tenor note there on measure 44. Nice job. One, everyone, top seven last two notes. One and up.
And we'll gather at the river.
Beat.
And beautiful river.
One and up. Breath.
And we'll gather at the river.
One and a two.
And there's
just
one river.
Two. Three. Things. Alto's measure 48 by KJ. Can you somehow realize that note's longer? Just one. Just one river. Just one river. The first one, measure 46, is short. The second one's long. Okay, not bad. Let's go from the beginning and see what we got. Piano part a little bit. Let's give it 3 or 4 more minutes. Good start, everybody. Thank you. Why were you saying it, ladies, sopranos, and altos? Good piano part. One and a breath.
Arise, my God. Arise, my fair one. Come away.
Crescendo. Okay, good, go. Let's do the whole thing again. And what you can clean up this time is please clean up the S's. Don't put an S on until you connect to the next word. The winter is past, the rain, past. You know, why that happens is because some of you have not figured out that singing's different than talking. By that I mean, we don't hold vowel sounds when we talk, in general. We might go, oh, but in general, it is interesting. We don't go, it is interesting. We don't do that. And so some of you have not figured that out yet, that you have to hold the vowel sound.
And that's come out with the fact you don't count, so you're not figuring out how long the notes are. So in general, just put the consonants on the next word. Put the consonants on the next word. Okay, good job, everybody. Let me sing again, please. Sopranos, please don't break my heart with this end of the section. The winter is past, the rains are all over and gone. It just goes up, it's a nice tune. It's beautiful.
Yep.
One and a six. Seven is different than what you did before. The winter is past. The storms are. You got another pivot note. The storms. I'd circle that. You got to make sure you realize that's where it changes. And then it's in the piano better. Sopranos also bottom page 5, measure 29. Just keep holding on. Riding the. You're gonna hear all that. Everyone else drop out on you, but notice you keep holding. So just don't lose your confidence there. Just keep singing 29, 30 until you feel that second beat. Okay? Not bad. Up we go. Let's do it again. What?
I just wanted to point out storms. We're lower than altos. So just where's so that doesn't throw
measure?
Out storms.
Measure?
Oh. 38. Yeah. So that's a pivot note. Storms.
Ah,
we're lower than the altos.
Yeah, so that's all. That's an added thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny.
Up we go.
Yes.
Okay. Good. So it's altos alone at 21. Altos alone at 21, right? Okay. Where are we singing? Coming along, you're starting to just get a sense of what it sounds like.
Thank you.
We'll probably go through the rest of the song just so you can butcher your way through it. Just so you, no, I don't. You know, so you can kind of. Oh, that's like this part. That's like this part. Okay. Ready? One and three. Sorry for stop. But remember, one thing that will help you immensely is if you look up more. One and two.
Arise, my love.
Huge. The winter is past, the rains are all over and gone. You're holding twice as long. One more time. One and a two.
Arise, my love.
Look up. Like you're somebody.
mean, have a little humility. Fair enough. Hey, but once you, two things. Number one, you have to take everything I say with a grain of salt. I mean, it was a pretty rough 20-minute block. I was just trying to lighten things up, so anyways. But the second thing is, if nothing else, you now know the part you got to look at in that piece. Like, you don't, well, certainly that part where you all kind of really got off and right before the ending. But the ending was pretty read-through-y. Okay? Anyways, Springfield Mountain. Oh, yeah. Good idea, Tor. Good idea.
I know you don't like teaching, but this is what we need.
You're adorable. All right. First off, with your pencils, with a little tongue twister, bottom of the, of course, it's on a page turn.
Yes.
But I mean, you do it five. Find one you like. All right. Put T, like write the word T, T E A, like you have the T. T ting a tin. Say that. Go. Again. Go. No. You gotta breathe real quick. Come. What? T ting a tin. Ready?
T ting a tin.
Again. Wait.
T ting a tin.
Again.
T ting a tin.
You gotta get 65 people to do it at the same time, so you can't do it at your own self. Okay. And then T ting a tin ring them. One, two, ready, go.
T ting a tin ring them.
That's it. Again, ready.
T ting a tin ring a.
Good. T ting a tin ring a T. Write T E A on the next page. T ting a tin ring a T. Two, ready, go.
T ting a tin ring a T.
Okay. T did not a nay. Listen again. T did not a nay. T did not a nay. Ready, go.
T did not a nay.
Again, listen to it. Teetin' not an A. Teetin' not an A. Teetin' not an A. Don't go before I kill you. Teetin' not an A.
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 Teetin' not an A. Teetin'
not an A.
Teetin' not an A.
Now, I did this about 30 times today, and I'd say I'd get it wrong like 3 or 4 out of the 30. It's just one of those things you're going to get wrong. You can't let yourself get tongue-tied. So it's T-ting-a-tim-ring-a-t-din-na-din-nay. Listen again. T-ting-a-tim-ring-a-t-din-na-din-nay. And it's one of those things you can't go back and go, oh, what did I do? How was it? You just got to keep going. The thing that tripped me up, the ring, because everything, if you notice, is kind of a T starting. T ting a tim ring a T din not a nay. T ting a tim ring a T din not a nay. Ready? Go.
T ting a tim ring a T din not a nay.
That's it! T ting a tim T ting a tim ring a T din not a nay. Ready? Go.
T ting a tim ring a T din not a nay.
Now the only time it changes from that is look at bottom of four. Everyone goes T ting a tim ring a T did not a nay with a T ting a tim, and then you do twice, basically, right? Basic tenor. With a T ting a tim ring a T did not a nay. Okay? Can we try and speak from the beginning? Now, Emma's going to give you the little hoochuck hoochuck. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a T ting a tim ring a T did not a nay. One. And if you get it wrong, who cares? So one, two, one, and.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a T-ting-a-tin, ring a T-ting-a-tin. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell till it all. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell a lovely youth whom I knew well. With a T-ting-a-tin, ring a T-ting-a-tin. With a T-ting-a-tin, ring a T-ting-a-tin.
Good. So
altos, nice job, everybody, good job. So sopranos and altos, when you're holding that note, just listen for the guys. With a tee, ting, a ting, ring, a tee, and not an A, den, A, den, A. Okay? Can we try and sing it, please? Slow. One, and.
Once we build mountain, there did dwell with a tee, ting, a tin, ring, a tee, and not an A.
Sopranos doing the tune, and the other line parts going tee, tin, teed, tee, tin, tee, right? We see what's happening there? So just do the parts who are doing the tune. So at measure 60, it's the sopranos and altos. Actually, can we just do the whole thing? It's not hard. Pick up the measure 60. The way you say those words are tee, tin, tee, tee, tin, tee. So it's the T-I-D is T with a D, teed. T, tin, T, T, tin, T. Slow it down. One, measure, pick the measure 60. One, and. Page 10 really slows down. The minuendo are getting softer and softer. We're setting us up to slow verse. Okay, beginning, please. Stand up, please. So about like this. One and two and one and two with the T, 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 ring, T, and dot, and bass. Two. Gotta be fast, gotta be fast. One and two and beginning and. Michelle and I had this constant debate about learning songs slower or up the tempo. I'm a big fan of learning them up the tempo because when you learn them slow, it's like impossible to get it up the tempo. So let me just double check, make sure I'm not wrong here. I mean, I obviously know the benefits of doing it slow, but. With Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tee, ting a tin, ring a ting, not an A. In Springfield Mountain, day day. Timbaton on Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a pop, 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 with a tee, but the tip, but the tee, the tip, the okay? So I'm on that tempo, right? That's it. One and two and run and stand up, please. One and two and one and two.
On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tee, ting, a ting, ring, a ting, and on a. On Springfield Mountain, there did dwell with a tee. On Springfield.
This is page 12, measure 89 to the end. Come on, young man, one end.
Come on, young man.
So all we have to do is kind of rough block page 9 and 10, which is the only part we haven't done with this yet. So let us start at the middle of page 8. And when we get to the top of page 9, see, if you look at top of page 9 for a minute, if you look at your part and your three parts, it's not hard, but it is, everyone has their own rhythm. So you have to be able to count. Okay, so when we get to this part, I'll go through it, but just write in numbers that'll help you count. So top of 9 first, for example, altos. You have Yah, Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. You start counting with it, right? By counting, there's frequency measure, so across counting would be 1. 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3, and 1 and 2, 3, 1 and 3, 1, 2, 3. Right, that's what I mean by counting. And maybe that's loosey a little bit, but that's what I mean by counting. That you're sort of keeping track of where you are on the measure, three, four measures. So basis, for example, top of 9, you have the rest, easy quarter notes, as long as you get the tie. If you're not counting the tie, you're going to be off.
You said rest, the breath is.
Yeah. Half note becomes a quarter note, quarter rest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep. Okay, so it'll be a little mushy at first, but it's really a cool part because it's like everyone's singing their own kind of idea of how you will sing Alleluia. I will still sing Alleluia. So it's a very cool thing. Okay, so let's see if we can kind of make some music with it. So can we take the ladies, please, from middle of page 8, let us sing. Voice part, please, Emma. Ladies alone, 1, and right where you sing, ladies, and.
Let us sing.
2, 3.
Let us sing.
Short. Concert Saturday actually, and we're reprising Concora's reprising Ed Tyler's American Requiem, which we did in Hartford last May. I mean, there's parts of that I know it and I have to count because it's just the way it happens is if I don't count, I won't do it right, even though I know it. So counting is your friend. So when you get to page top of page 9, sopranos, yah. And 3 and yah, 3, 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. two, and three, and. Okay, let's try it again, ladies, please. Let us sing and rock. Makes this song a little more tricky is just really be aware of when it's alleluia and when it's alleluia, the way they set the words, right? They're, it's not 100% consistent. So look at altos you have at top nine. You've got ya, alleluia. The next one is alleluia. So you gotta watch how the words are set. And always take a comma after you say the word alleluia. So even though I don't tell you, it's alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Whenever you finish the word ya, or in the case of alleluia, you, where there's a comma, make a pause, separate it. Does that make sense? Okay? Can we take the gentleman, please? The bass and tenors by gentleman, I mean. Three and middle, page eight, three and four and one.
Let us sing.
And a one.
Let us live.
So top of nine, measure 62 bases, it's ya, rest, ah. And that note becomes a quarter note, quarter rest. Ya, rest, ah, alleluia. Everybody, let us sing. Hey guys, everyone's having trouble bottom of page eight with the word live. Let us live, ah, short, live, ah. Try and look up for the cutoff. Everyone, middle of eight, middle of eight. Ladies. One and two and three.
Let us sing. Let us sing. Let us sing.
One.
Let us sing.
Short. Just sopranos, make sure you realize the melody on the page 9 or 10. We play the soprano, last measure 9, first measure 10, whenever you're ready. So you just gotta be aware of that sticker. Alleluia. Same thing again. Everyone please look at me for measure 60 to get that cut off together on the word live. Piano part, Emma. Let us live. And ladies.
Let us sing.
Look up.
Let us
one.
Sing.
And short. And.
Alleluia.
Go. Echoing the sopranos. Not all of you, but a bunch of you lost your counting there. One more time, same exact thing. Hey guys, can you make sure measure 60, the last two eighth notes, you don't live on them, like don't make a meal out of it?
Let us sing, let us sing, let us live. Alleluia. Want to get to the loo. You're spending way too much time on the alle. One more time, piano part. One and two, wherever you start. It's 6/4 measure. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Let us sing.
Let us sing.
Right.
Alleluia.
the problem. Look at the bass part. Look at the bass part. Don't go to the O until I give it to you. One more time. Sorry. Ready? Or count four beats on a whole note. Ready? And. Everybody, thank you very much. Have a nice night. Thanks, Emma. Stop. No one move for a second. Give Pat Hill 30 seconds of your time. Sorry, my fault. Stop calling off. Give Pat Hill 30 seconds of your time, please.
My fault. It's Saturday, and those that can help me for it, I have a book.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
No, we do now. They were back last week. They were
on. Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
All right, let's get in here while we can.
Thank you. They changed.
Yeah. Familiar.